Good evening, good
Love
evening.
Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is Precious, Precious Jewel, the Motivator. Excited to be here with you all tonight because I'm going to be sharing with you some tips on to access your greatness, how to access your greatness. So if you're on the call, I would like to thank you for, one, being on the call, and two, make sure you have a pen and paper because some of the things that I'm going to talk to you about tonight are some personal things that I use to get to where I am in my personal life and in my career. And so I want to share some of those with you so that you can start applying things to your life and creating a life that you want to live out. Again, creating a life that you want to live out. So I titled the show Accessing Your Greatness. So there is some things that you're going to have to do in order to start seeing your full potential and to access your greatness. So just a little bit about me and how it is I come to start speaking and sharing with individuals. So if you don't know me, I am Precious. I am the motivational speaker all over Facebook, and I try to encourage individuals to live their best life now, not tomorrow and not next year, but live their best life now with the moments that they have right now. So if you're on the call and you know me, you've been following me, that has been my inspiration, is to encourage and uplift the human soul. So a little bit about my testimony. I grew up in difficult times, difficult situations, and as a result of that, I became challenged on knowing and understanding my voice. I became silent through a lot of things, and sometimes silence is not the best answer, especially when you're trying to reach your purpose, your goal, and what it is that God has for you. Silence is not the best approach. So I grew up not having a voice. I grew up being silent and stuck. Sometimes in our lives we can be stuck because we're silent. Write that down. Sometimes in our lives we can be stuck because we are silent. Our aim is too low and what we're trying to reach is too high. Our aim is too low and what we're trying to reach is too high. So I'm going to give you some tips tonight that will help you in the meantime as you try to access your greatness, as you go toward your greatness. And by accessing our greatness, we begin to unlock our dreams. Our dreams become to be at our reach. And today is a great day to start reaching for those stars and also having excellence in everything that you do and everything that you try to reach and everything that you try to get. So we're going to talk about where you are today and where you want to be in the future because your life is waiting. And there's no waiting till tomorrow. We're going to have to take the steps to get to where we want to be, and we don't necessarily have to wait to January 1, 2016. We can wait. The waiting game can be over, and we can start accessing our greatness today. Accessing our greatness today. So if you don't know already, I am the author of Pulling Back the Covers, where I outline a book of my childhood memories. I really kind of talk about what it is that I had to go through, and that is available for purchase on Amazon.com. I'm a motivational speaker and a transformational person. I have transformed my entire life from the life that I once knew. I have transformed it. And so I hope to inspire others who are not quite happy with where they are on their journey to access their own greatness. So I become a motivational speaker. And so I help you to motivate your soul by providing you information that can help change the outcome of your journey and of your life. I'm providing you with concrete information that I've applied to my own life to help you create greatness. To help you create greatness. And I know you're probably like, well, come on, let's get to it. But I think it's important to kind of understand where I'm coming from. I'm coming from not having a voice, not being able to speak, and being silent. Confused and conflicting messages constantly about who I am and who it is, what I can offer to the world. I had those messages as a young child. And so now that I'm certain who I am, where I came from, and I overcame great difficulty, I made some decisions to help others. That's the right next thing to do. So tonight, like I told you before, we're going to talk about accessing your greatness. So what I did was I took 10 things that I applied to myself and then applied it to my life, and I'm going to share them with you. So write this down. Number one. In order to access your greatness, you have to be honest with yourself, where you are and where you really want to be. That's powerful. You have to be honest with yourself, where you are and where you want to really be. Number two, you have to get organized within yourself. It's time to clean up what you messed up. That's powerful. It's time to clean up what you messed up. So we have to take a look at ourselves, be honest with ourselves. If you want to move forward, if you're tired of the same old, and you're not living a fulfilled life, so you're going to have to do some work. You're going to have to be honest with yourself at where you are and where you really want to be. Number two, you got to get organized with yourself. And I'm repeating myself because when you get off the phone, you're going to realize some of the stuff that I'm saying is very important in moving forward. And so I want to make sure you get it. I want to make sure we have this time that you get what I'm saying. So number two, get organized with yourself. Time to clean up what you messed up. Number three, decide on a plan of action. What do you need to do to get where you want to be? What do you need to do to get where you want to be? Number four, get more knowledge. You have to get more knowledge. You have to be around people who are already doing the things you want to do. You don't have to recreate the wheel. You can get more knowledge by being around people who are already exercising their purpose.
and you can learn from them. You can become a student, and then you can apply those things to your life. Me personally, I listen to motivational CDs. I read my Bible. I read books. I get quiet within myself. I listen to myself and my God. Number five, be willing to say goodbye. Be willing to say goodbye. There's times in life where we can be in a situation for way too long. When we are able to get centered with ourselves, we can become honest with ourselves. We are organized within ourselves. It makes it easier to say goodbye. So you must be willing to say goodbye. And saying goodbye to the things that don't serve your purpose, they are bringing you down. What in your life is bringing you down? It goes back to being honest with yourself. Number six, when you're looking to change the course of your life, when you are truly seeking to change the course of your life, you must have an open mind. Your old thinking is not working. Your new thinking must be applied. You must have an open mind. Number six. Number seven. You have to learn to accept criticism. We have to learn to accept criticism. As you're growing, as you're maturing, as you're thinking differently, we have to be honest that we don't know everything. And if you're sitting around people that have purpose and plans, they may do something different than you do. And so it's better to have an open mind than a closed mind, because you're trying to move towards your greatness. So number seven. I just said number seven, so learn to accept criticism. Number eight, take responsibility for your outcome. That's going to be important. You have to take responsibility if you win or if you lose, if you fail or if you succeed. You're going to have to take responsibility for your outcome. Number nine, plan to succeed. Plan to succeed. That's when we're getting quiet, we're getting centered, and we vision an outcome. We can visualize an outcome, what the outcome is going to be. So that's important. Plan. Each week, plan to succeed. That was number nine. Number 10, this is so important. In order to access your greatness, you must know your limits, your boundaries, and your worth. You must know your limits, your boundaries, and your worth. Those are 10 great tips to help you access your greatness, starting today. Be honest with yourself. Get organized. Decide on a plan of action. Get more knowledge and apply it to your life. Be willing to say goodbye. Have an open mind. Learn to accept criticism. Take responsibility for an outcome. Plan to succeed. Know your limits, boundaries, and worth. This is what you're working for. This is what you're working for your greatness, for your legacy, for your truth. This is what you deserve. And so those 10 tips I just gave you, I have done every last one of them. It took work on my part. And many times, I lost sleep. I had to do what others wasn't willing to do in order for me to be where I am today. And money really can't buy it. It's your peace of mind that you get knowing that you worked towards your dream, knowing that you have a fight in you that will not allow you to give up and will keep allowing you to move forward. And so we have to take the time to access our greatness, no matter where we are on this journey. If we're homeless, if we are on drugs, or if we are doing something that just doesn't fulfill our spirit, we can begin to access our greatness by just being honest with ourselves. We can begin to access our greatness by becoming honest with ourselves. So I'll end with this. Many times in life, we can feel stuck. Our aim is low, and what we're trying to reach is too high. And we can slowly begin to give up on ourselves. But we don't have to wait to January 1, 2016. To begin to reach for our goals. We can begin to reach for the stars today by taking the necessary steps to improve and to enrich our lives. We can go beyond where we are today, and we can build tomorrow. We have to be willing to set forth our greatness. We're no longer what we used to be. We are more than what we need to be. And today and tonight is excellent to begin to reach for what it is you want it before life started taking over. My dream, to be the next motivational speaker, to be the next motivational speaker. And so I'm with you on reaching your dreams, moving mountains, believing in yourself that regardless of my past, my future has to be better. Regardless of my past, my future has to be better. So, I forgot to mention, I was so caught up in the flow of my speech,
but I forgot to mention the very most important thing in order to move forward in this journey and accessing your greatness is something small. It's faith. Having the faith to move what it is that's standing in your way from accessing your greatness. What is it? That's your homework for this week. Determine exactly what it is that keeps you from moving forward. Have that faith, the faith that you need, and it's just a little bit, to help you with the challenge. What is it today? So, this is Precious Jewel, your motivator, your inspirational, transformational motivator, helping you, preparing you for next week. You have 10 great steps that you can use that will help you on this journey. It's up to you to decide if I'm tired of living the way I am living. There must be something greater for me. It's up to you to decide that. So, I'll say this. I'm the author of Pulling Back the Covers. It can be purchased on Amazon. And I am looking for opportunities to mentor individuals one-on-one because sometimes we need someone to just hold us accountable for reaching our dreams. And I want to be your accountability partner today. I want to be your accountability partner today and help you decide what's next. How do I get there? And I like to ask, I like to always ask questions about what it is we want and how do we get there? Or how did I get here and how do I get out? How do I get here and how do I get out? And so that is a part of you being honest with yourself. And I can't talk more about you being honest with your truth. What is your truth? What are you facing that needs your personal attention so that you can on moving toward your greatness? What is that for you? So, I'm going to end this call. It's 6:53. I really, really appreciate you all listening to my information. I'm live and I prepared this, but as I was speaking it to you, I realized that we can apply this every day. That we can apply those tips that I share with you every day to our life to get to where we want to be. And that's within our power. And like I said, I'm looking to be able to help motivate and inspire. If you know someone who needs to hear my voice and hear my story and hear the journey and be able to still overcome some of the challenges I have to overcome, please send them my way. I could be reached on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. I'm on there. I'm on there, and I'm on there with Hang With. So I am trying to give it my all to help motivate the soul because so many times we are infused with messages that does not liberate us but makes us feel inadequate.
They don't liberate us, but they make us feel inadequate, and we are more than overcomers and achievers. We're not inadequate. And so I want to pass along the messages that we can be something greater than our past, greater than our failures, and we can begin to get success. But it's going to take some work on our part. It's going to take some dedication. It's going to take some time. It's going to take some commitment to ourselves. But one day you'll get there and you'll look back and you'll just be like in awe because you did not give up. You did not give up on the journey of life. You did not give up on your dreams. You kept moving forward. You kept looking for greater things to come. You give yourself a sense of pride and joy. But listen, I'm going to get off of here, and I thank you for your time tonight. I hope you're ready for the week. I hope you're ready for the week. If you need some assistance in mentorship, or you might need some assistance with your career or your business, I am the girl. I'm that girl. I can help you with many of those things, or we can come up with a plan together. So be sure to reach out to me on the social media outlets. I thank you for your time from the bottom of my heart. You all have a great night. Take it easy. Bye.